Russian missile strikes.
Russia cannot win the war.
Now, there are reports tonight Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington tomorrow. That would be his first foreign trip since the war began.
Russia is issuing a new threat to Ukraine and also to the United States.
Hello, welcome to my podcast, and my name is Anouk Stevens. Today I will pick up on a heavy topic that, sadly enough, reaches our news every day. And for those who have no idea what I'm talking about, here is a hint.
It's easy to see and to hear what people need to get away from. In the last few minutes, we've been hearing incoming and outgoing shells. Every 30 seconds or so, it really doesn't stop. This city is in the center of a fierce fight now between Russian forces and Ukrainian forces.
Of course, our topic today is the war between Ukraine and Russia. And we all remember the big news on the 24th of February this year when Russia invaded Ukraine, but this war has been going on since 2014. By now, everyone knows this isn't a small conflict, and my guest definitely knows this. She's a Russian student here at Thomas More, and for personal reasons, her name will not be mentioned. So you are from Russia, and yet you are here in our humble little country. And what do you think of Belgium so far?
In the beginning, I think it was a little difficult after really big country, and I'm from Moscow, and Moscow is a very big city. Yeah, so it was a little difficult because you can't understand the scale. But after I understood that it's really comfortable to live in small city, and Belgium is not a very small country. Yeah, we are living in Mechelen, and Mechelen is a bit small city, but it's okay. Now it's very good, and you know people, you know good bars, you know cafes. So yeah, mm-hmm. I like it.
And how do you stay here? Do you rent something, or do you stay at a guest family?
I didn't know about the opportunity with guest family. Honestly, I don't know why.
Oh, well, it's quite a concept that, like, you stay at a Belgian family. So, you know, sometimes in other countries, family open up for, like, when students or younger people from abroad come to their country to stay for a while, and they can live with their family.
No, unfortunately not, but I think it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm living in a small room in the student accommodation, so it's like a very big home, mm-hmm. with a lot of small rooms, and I like it. Yeah, I met really good friends here, so no problems. It was a little difficult to find something before my arrival to Belgium. As I understood, you have got a lot of problems with the flat market now. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I found this room.
Yeah, that's great. And why did you decide to study here in Belgium?
It's an interesting question, because I think that Belgium is like the capital of Europe.
Yeah,
and this country can give you a lot of new opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you can meet a lot of interesting people here from different newspapers, outlets. What do you want? And it's really interesting country if we analyze it like the structure of country. So your ideas with parliament, your division between regions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it, and it was just interesting for me. And also, unfortunately, I know English. I don't know, for example, Spanish. So Belgium gave me opportunity to study in English.
Yeah, because Belgium is, you know, great in many languages.
Yeah.
And coming here, did you go through any cultural shock? Was there something about our culture that you say, like, wow, this is really crazy?
I can say that for me it was really great to understand that it's possible to meet friendly people every minute. And for me it's crazy after Russia that in the morning people who are living with you smile to you. And maybe they, of course, have got problems, but they will not show it. and you can make like a small talk about weather, about life, and you feel this very friendly atmosphere every minute, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, that's nice to hear. I mean, I definitely will take it as a compliment.
As a Russian, the war is close to you and your family, but is there a fear circulating with your family and friends? Like, for example, a nuclear war or the Third World War, because I did a small vox pop with some students here from Thomas More, and I heard that it's not really a fear that the war between Russia and Ukraine might escalate to a Third World War. So we're going to listen to their answers.
I think we are still a long way from the Third World War. I think there will be some disruptions due to the Russian-Ukrainian war, but no Third World War. I think we've all learned from the past too. Once, and I think it will become a new Cold War maybe, but not really like a war. I think it's a bit exaggerated to think that we will end up in a Third World War or a nuclear war. So no, I don't think so.
I don't think we will have a Third World War like the first one or the second, where a lot of cities all over the world are being bombed, a lot of soldiers are going all over the world. That is something I don't think will happen. What I do think is that we are already involved in it. A lot of countries, because of rising food prices, rising gas and oil prices, is something that everybody or a lot of people feel all over the world. So in that case, it is connected and it is a world war. Also the West that is paying for ammunition, for weapons, in Ukraine, so also quite a big involvement, quite a big responsibility. So of course we have to wait and see how it will evolve in the future. But at this point, it is kind of a Third World War, but not just in the way that we would think it would be.
I don't think we're headed for a Third World War just yet. I do think that Russia's war in Ukraine and the international reaction to it will set the standard for years to come. So what I mean is that I think Russia and other nations will learn from it and adapt, because I do believe we will eventually get a Third World War. But I just think it's clear now that most of the world supports Ukraine and that the Ukrainian people's spirit and their resilience are two things that we all admire so much. So I do believe that inevitably, someday, there will be a Third World War, but I don't think this one is going to be the start of it.
As we can hear from three different students, they don't think that this war will escalate to a Third World War. But does this fear exist with you in Russia?
So I think for the beginning, we and people from Russia can't complain now, because when I'm sitting here, our president, I didn't read news today, but Russian army, not our president, sorry, Russian president and Russian army striked Ukraine and killing, and they're killing people now in this moment. So yeah, it's very difficult about fear. But as for my family, I'm so happy. But I'm grew up. I grew up in normal family, so my parents really understand what happened in the country, and they discuss it with me before Putin started the war. And we had a lot of conversation about this risk. And unfortunately, it was still 2014 when Russia decided to take the Crimea. Yeah, so it's not like, of course, people in Russia, I think, they're scared, because there are a lot of opportunities to go to prison now, and a lot of our opposition people are in prison. And so, for example, now in this moment, our Russian court judged the person who say that Russia killed a lot of people in Bucha.
Mm-hmm.
And our government really wants to give 9 years in prison for him.
Wow.
And I think that it can scare people. So in this moment, yes. And I can't talk about all Russian. So my circle, it's really normal people who really understand what is happening now and that it is the crime. And it's not okay when in one moment you decided to kill your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
As for about new world war, I can't say that people in Russia, all people in Russia really understand it, because due to our propaganda, war with Ukraine is world war.
Mm-hmm.
So according to our television, now we have got war with Europe and Ukraine and USA.
Yeah, so they already vision it as a world war.
So,
wow.
So, dude, it is a very difficult question. I think for people from Europe, it's not like world war.
No, we definitely just see it as, just Russia and Ukraine. We of course know that the NATO is involved in this, especially considering that Poland was also attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a NATO country. So we started to figure out, considering that a NATO country was being attacked and considering that a lot of American troops were already at the border of Poland, Ukraine, that people really started to suspect that maybe this could be the start of the beginning of a third world war. But considering that you say that in Russia, they're already saying it's a third world war.
Yeah, because if, for example, you decide to analyze, maybe you wanted Putin's states, you can find that he said, or our foreign minister said, that USA and Europe, of course, support Ukraine now. So it means that Russia in the war with whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that they try to understand it like it, and it's very important for them, because it's like thoughts which can help them to make the conversation with people in
mm-hmm.
Russia and try to explain why we decided to kill people. And unfortunately, people in Russia really believe them
mm-hmm.
and in my opinion, it's just propaganda.
Yeah.
So I think that Russia now, it's a good example what can happen with country if you will kill freedom for newspapers and for journalism.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And do you think that, like, how we show President Putin on our media here in Belgium, do you think it's a good representation of him, or...
what do you mean? You mean how your newspapers show him?
Yeah, how we show him, how we... Or do you think that we put him into a negative light, or...
I think you haven't got another opportunity, so it's very difficult to this situation to talk about neutral journalism.
Mm-hmm.
So President Putin decided to take whole country, to... he wants for Ukrainian people to live without warm and without lights during the winter. How it's possible to show him in another way? I saw maybe 3 years ago that it was possible to find, for example, in Italia, newspapers where they tried to draw Putin's portraits
mm-hmm.
in good way, and it was. Now I think it's impossible to find. Maybe I didn't watch, for example, Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have got another opinion. Of course, they don't support the war, but maybe I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have the feeling, like, of course, Ukraine is a country that where the war fights, so they've lost a lot of innocent lives. That's probably why a lot of people have more sympathy towards Ukraine and the Ukrainians. And maybe that's why a lot of people put Russia in the bad light. But of course, a war, there's always two sides to it. So do you have a feeling that maybe when you first came here to Belgium that people started criticizing you because you're Russian, or...
It's a good question. When I decided to go to Belgium, I understood that I can have this kind of problems. Mm-hmm. And I understood that it's okay. And my parents told me that you should understand it. Mm-hmm. Because we are fault. We should feel like fault due to the situation. And when I came, I really... worried to communicate with people from Ukraine, of course, mm-hmm. and from people from Baltic countries also, because Russia made a lot of bad things for Baltic countries and Russia didn't say excuse.
Yeah.
But I don't know why now I am communicating every day with people from Ukraine and from Baltic countries. And we just had like a very honest dialogue. And I explained my position. Mm-hmm. And after it, I didn't have any problems. And I'm studying with a girl from Ukraine. Of course, I can say that we are really good friends. Mm-hmm. It's impossible now because they are in very difficult and bad situation. But all is okay. Mm-hmm. So they didn't say me some, didn't tell me something bad. Mm-hmm. And no, I think that if you're a normal person and if you can explain that you didn't support it and you and now you also don't support it, and if you, for example, if you're a journalist and you didn't work with Russian propaganda, I didn't work with Russian propaganda, people will communicate with you without any problems.
Yeah.
And people in Europe and people in Ukraine, they are very kind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible.
So you mentioned a very good Ukrainian friend of yours, and I managed to get her contacts, and here is a message from her for you and also her view about the friendship you two have.
Anastasia and I became friends really unexpectedly, and I suppose it kind of goes down to the fact that we were in the same place at the same time because we live in the same accommodation. But realistically, it actually goes considerably deeper than just that. And having a cultural similarity and understandings with just lifestyle and work has definitely impacted our friendship a lot. And she's one of the closest people that I have around me here in Belgium. And I definitely would have not been able to kind of go through the last 4 months by myself without her support. So she's a very important person to me. And I hope we continue this friendship no matter where we are in the world.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, it's also easy then to stay here in that way.
I didn't think that I will communicate every day with people from Baltic countries. But now it's like my very close circle of friends.
Well, I believe that they will also understand that what your president decides to do, that it's not the people's choice. And I also think a lot of Russians might be against his choices.
Yeah, it's possible. But it's unfortunately, it's very difficult to check because our, how to say in English, like the companies which explore the society,
mm-hmm.
They are very connected with Russian government.
Yeah.
So you don't have the opportunity to mm-hmm. check it.
Yeah,
I think that if you stop person on the street and tell him, I'm from this company, do you support Putin? Person will be like, yes, please,
yeah.
Please don't touch
but
me.
But they also do that out of fear, like you said, so they could not go into prison.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was your reaction when you heard this?
Breaking news tonight, Russia launching a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin's forces unleashing an all-out assault on Ukraine from the land, sea, and air.
Oh, it was awful day. So 23 of February, I had the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't sleep all night. It was a very big party with my friends. And next day, so it was 23rd of February,
yeah.
I needed to go to my work. And I worked on the radio. And also I worked in a very good, very nice, the major independent newspaper. And I just woke up and I didn't read the news while I'm making my, how would say, makeup. Yeah?
Your... Wow, I can't get to the word.
While I'm trying to do something okay with me. Yep, and my friend called me. He is working in one of very good, also independent Russian media. And he told me, did you read the news? Yep, and in that moment I opened my phone and I started to read and I understood that, it's not correct to say it. So I was, I think I didn't understand what I should do in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I have got the connection with Ukraine and I still have close people from Ukraine in my university. It's possible, it was possible to find people from Ukraine and they were born in Ukraine. And for example, my grandmother, she was from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I think first 2 hours you didn't understand. And it so scared me because while we didn't understand, people in Ukraine heard strikes and etc. Yep, and then they started maybe during 1, 2, 3 weeks, they started to close Russian independent media. And a lot of my friends started to move from Russia. Yeah, it was like this, I think. But in that moment, you understood that your life, I think, was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Because Putin, of course, for the beginning, and it's very important, he decided to kill people in Ukraine, but also he decided to kill lives in his own country. Because yeah. It's possible to find intelligent and normal people in Russia. He closed opportunity to study abroad because it's very difficult now with visa and cards. He closed opportunity to communicate with people. He closed opportunity for science, for mm-hmm. example. So he decided to close all which people built a lot of years.
Yeah.
And try to build.
Mm-hmm.
Because after USSR, it was a very long period in our country when we made dialogues about conversations about visa, about universities, system. And just in one moment, that's all, guys.
Yeah.
For what? I can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just imperial mood, I think.
Yeah. This war impacted a lot of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really hope that in the future this war will not escalate to the bad side. And I really hope that, you know, Russia and Ukraine can find a middle way. But it's going to be difficult if you're looking at the situation that's currently going on. But first of all, I really want to thank you for being here and opening up about this difficult matter. And I wish you very much luck with the rest of your studies, and I don't know if you have upcoming exams here in December or January.
As I understood, no, because we should just like send all our tasks and in the end we will receive our scores, I hope.
Yeah, then it's the same as me, so no studying. Okay, that's great.
Once again, I want to thank you for sitting here with me and telling your story. And I also want to thank everyone that managed to take the time and listen to this podcast.